Yesterday we started talking about the unique kedusha of tefillin and contrasting it with other types of mitzvahs. You have the kedusha of tefillin is what we refer to as tashmishei kedusha. It's connected to the ksiva sefer Torah. It has the ksav of sefer Torah in it, of Torah in it, and therefore it has a higher level of kedusha than, let's say, a dvar mitzvah like tzitzis, like a lulav, which is what we call tashmishei mitzvah. We pointed out that that unique kedusha of tefillin really reflects itself in a number of different halachos that you find when it comes to the mitzvah tefillin. Number one is laila is lavzman tefillin. We do not wear tefillin at night for a concern that you might come to doze off at night, and therefore you might not be able to treat the tefillin with the proper cover, the proper respect, in terms of your bodily functions and the like, and therefore laila, which in principle should be a zman tefillin, laila is not considered to be zman tefillin. The halacha is that we don't have a sudas keva, you're not allowed to have a proper meal, a large meal, when it comes to wearing tefillin once again, because you have a concern that there is going to be a hesach hadas when it comes to tefillin. The Shulchan Aruch writes in Simin Lamed Ches Halacha Tes that a person who is a mitzta'er, he's depressed, he's down, and therefore his mind is elsewhere. His mind is not miyusheves alav. It's not. He's not in a comfortable place. It's potter from the mitzvah tefillin because he's focused on other things. He's not going to be focused on the tefillin, and that generates a ptur when it comes to the mitzvah tefillin. The Shulchan Aruch writes in Simen Chav Ches Halacha Aleph, Chayv Adam Lemashmesh B'Tfilav V'Kol Shah. When a person is wearing tefillin, he's always supposed to be kind of checking on his tefillin, touching his tefillin while he's wearing the tefillin. Why? Shelo yasiyak daito mehem. You're supposed to have your mind on the tefillin all the time. But yimashmesh, and specifically when you're saying, certainly in kriyat shema, ukshat mos hayadecha, yimashmesh, you handle the shel yad. When you say v'ayula totafos beninecha, the shel rosh. But the idea, once again, is that your mind is always focused on the tefillin. Therefore, you're handling the tefillin every so often to keep your mind on the tefillin itself. These are a number of halachas that emerge. And I think that perhaps this has a lot to do with the issue of women wearing tefillin. It's clear from the Gemara Maseches Brachos on Daf Chaf, despite all the controversies and all the hullabaloo, but when it comes to the Gemara in Maseches Brachos Daf Chaf, the Gemara tells very clearly that tefillin, because Lilo is Lazman tefillin, because Shabbos and Yom Tov, we don't wear tefillin, so tefillin is a mitzvah saseh, shehazman grama, for which Nashim are pturos. But when it comes to other mitzvah shehazman grama, we know for sure that women are allowed to do mitzvah say, even though they're part of the mitzvah, women are allowed to sit in a sukkah, they're allowed to shake a lulav, and they in fact do. They certainly are makbid on listening to Tkiyas Shofar. However, when it comes to the mitzvah of tefillin, so here already the Ramah, in a very, very celebrated comment, the Ramah writes, the Shulchan Aruch says, Lamed Ches Halacha Gimel, Nashim Ba'avadim pturim mitfillin, because mitzvah says shehazman grama. And then the Ramah comments, v'im hanoshim rotsim lahachmir al atzman, molchin b'yadon. If a woman wants to be machmir, like many most women are when it comes to tkiyas shofar, and she wants to wear tefillin, we object. We are moche, we do not allow it. That, he quotes the Kolbo, and that's his position. Already many cite the Gemara in Maseches Erevin Daf Sarivav, where the Gemara describes Michal Bas Shaul, wore tefillin, the daughter of Saul used to wear tefillin, and lo michu biyadam, and the chachamim at the time did not object. Tosus on the spot does cite other early sources in Midrashim that there was objection, so there is some debate whether there were objections to Michal Bas Shaul wearing tefillin or not. But the Ramah is very, very clear, mochin biyadam. We tell them not to wear tefillin. Again, obviously, it's got very heated and very popular a couple of years back when it came to certain schools that allowed girls to wear tefillin. But what's the reason not to? After all, it's a mitzvah seh shehazman grama, why not? So I believe what emerges is that there's in general a thrust in the halacha towards minimizing how much we wear tefillin. In general, we minimize how much we wear tefillin. The mitzvah tefillin really is to wear tefillin all day long. That's the ikar hamitzvah. That's what was done back in the day during the time of Chazal. You go to the old city, you'll see certain people actually, you know, that do wear tefillin all day long. But in general, the approach is to minimize our wearing of tefillin. This reflects itself in men, that even though the mitzvah might be all day long, we only wear it b'shas tefillah, when we really feel we can concentrate and focus and not be meisiyak das. It also reflects itself in ketanim, because the Gemara tells us that a person, a child, when he's up to the age of chinuch, what's the age of chinuch? Hayodea lishmor tefillah, when he knows how to be shomer, to watch, to have not have hesach hadas on his tefillin. So I might argue that's 10, 11 years old. That's when we start kids in mitzvahs. We start wearing tzitzis when they're 6, 7, 8 years old. Why do we wait till some of the practice a month before the bar mitzvah, some of the practice 3 months before the bar mitzvah? We wait till the very latest time to start having a child wear tefillin. Why is that? The answer is because we're concerned that the child will not properly have a focus, and we have a minimalistic approach to tefillin. Children only put on tefillin at the very end when they're ketanim, on the verge of becoming gedolim. When it comes to men, we only wear tefillin at the bare minimum, b'shas tefillah. And again, obviously, the focus should be on a real sense of taking the mitzvah of tefillin in a serious fashion. So that's the whole approach in the halacha. And as such, so while the Mishnah Berurah makes a comment here, which in terms of women wearing tefillin, that it's an issue of gufnaki and nashin ains rizos lihizahar gufnaki, I don't think today women, their hygiene is much better than men's hygiene. You go to any yeshiva dormitory, you'll see very clearly the men's hygiene is far, the women's hygiene, they're very good about their hygiene. It's not really the point. The point is that in general we have an approach that because of concerns of gufnaki, because of concerns of heschadas, we minimize how much we ourselves put on tefillin. Therefore, to take on, to do more tefillin, that's perhaps the reason why women are very strongly discouraged from wearing tefillin. Obviously, the political issues and the hashkafic issues of leaving the Masorah and the tradition of women's roles and feminism have certainly taken a role. But in terms of the historic reason that women do not wear tefillin and that we're molche biyadan is because, in general, we have this approach to the mitzvah of tefillin. But for us, it's perhaps wise to keep in mind and to be sensitive to the idea that when you're wearing tefillin, and sometimes we get so habituated, we're wearing tefillin every single day, so we lose an understanding of the kedusha of tefillin. And we'll go ahead and we'll talk sichas chulin when we're wearing tefillin. We'll perhaps check, you know, our phones when we're wearing tefillin. It is fundamentally antithetical to you when you're wearing tefillin. You become a walking sefer Torah. And a certain reverence that we're supposed to have, which these halachas all reflect a reverence that we're supposed to have when we're tefillin, something we should certainly keep in mind for that 40 minutes a day, 50 minutes a day that we're wearing tefillin, that minimal amount of time, because we don't trust ourselves in having that perhaps that proper sense of reverence. And therefore, when we do wear the tefillin, at least for that unit of time, to really be cognizant of the unique kedusha that we have, the transformational aspect, that we become a walking Torah by wearing tefillin and have that reverence when we do so. But it's okay.